Hey guys, before we begin today's show, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it with? BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapists network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire and help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched up with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Right now, Dark Therapy listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/darktherapy. That's better, BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast, and take charge of your health today. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. I haven't said that in a very long time, but welcome nonetheless. My name is Arsenio Mas. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. With me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm all right, man. I'm hanging in there. I'm a little down in the dumps today. I'm not even going front. But before we get into anything, please follow, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff for the podcast. If you think somebody would like the podcast, please share with them. We will really appreciate that. It'll help our numbers. And hit us up at patreon.com/rsay for now. It'll be changing. Join the VIP tier for Dark Therapy Session and get yourself, after 3 months, get yourself a Dark Therapy Session logo sticker. I have some news coming up. I'm not going to put it up now, but there's going to be another tier that you guys can join, and you will be getting a special prize. So with that being said, let's get started with the damn show. Today's topic is generational gaps. So tell me, Brandon, I guess comparatively to the generation today, to the generation before us, the generation after us versus the generation before us, how big do you think the generational gap is?
Is that a real question? That's a massive fucking gap. Is that a real question?
Give me some examples. Like what?
It's such a it's so funny because I'm just thinking that shit. Cause I was like watching, I was on Instagram earlier today, and there was like this girl on there. She was talking about like how she went to like Kanye West and Future, cause they was making songs and shit, and she went to like see them. And as soon as she got in the house, Kanye was like, "Get naked."
Damn. Like,
And a girl asked, like, "So did you do it?" She's like, "Yeah, I did it." But I'm like, and you wonder why we call y'all hoes? Like, you wonder why we? She's like, "Yeah, I did it." I'm like, she didn't have no hesitation. She, there was no pause.
Man, that is freaking terrible. What the hell? That goes to show you if you're famous or if you have some sort of status. All you got to do is tell the chick to get naked. She's going to take the clothes off.
This is how funny. Because I was thinking that shit. I was like, at least back when I was a kid, hoes had discretion. You know what I'm saying? Like, they hoes had some discretion. Like, they wouldn't admit the shit immediately. Like, they would like, play around with the shit, maybe talk about it. For, like, they wouldn't admit it right out the gate. Like,
that's she was like, hilarious, yo.
She was like, of course I did it. But, like, still.
Don't judge me. Don't slut shame me. That's today's words. Don't slut shame me.
I bust up fucking laughing. I was like, that's stupid as shit. I was like, and you wonder why people say you just need to be in a porn. Like, that's just like, it just makes sense. Just get naked there. You get paid.
Exactly. Exactly. That's terrible. That's like Mia Khalifa. Everybody knows who she is. She only did 3 weeks of porn.
She really did.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
But, nah, that's crazy. I'm surprised Future had the balls to do that, especially with this Me Too time and all that.
And that's the thing. It was Kanye that told her that shit. Kanye was like,
sorry, get naked. Kanye.
Kanye was like, get naked. And she was like, all right. Yeah. The fuck?
He don't that's care so no more. Thing. He don't care that's no more. He done lost his baby mama.
He didn't give a fuck about her. He was doing that shit while he was with her.
You think so?
Fuck yeah. He already admitted he was cheating on her. He told her, he said that shit in songs.
Oh, damn.
He was talking about he was fucking other girls in songs. Like, come on. Well,
he need to chill out then.
Yeah, but generational gap, that is one of the generational gaps. We do not have no fucking, exactly what you said. You can't, a woman can say what the fuck happened and we would talk about it on the podcast and people would be like, well, you slut shamed her. How the fuck did I do that? When she literally put her business out there on the street for everybody to talk about it.
That's terrible. That's wild as hell. Yeah, you don't see that. Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess nowadays, you know, if you're a slut or if you're a hoe or something like that, I think people take more pride in it than they did back in the day. You know what I mean? And that goes for men too, you know, because men can be sluts and hoes. You know what I mean?
There's no
double standard to that. You know what I mean?
I know some dudes can be sluts and hoes. I mean, I love you, pops, but shit. God damn.
Oh, shit.
I love you, pops, but god damn, nigga. Shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's crazy. Because my sister's birthday is today. She turned 29. My birthday is in January. My birthday is in January. Mm-hmm. Do the math.
And y'all
I turned 29 in January. She turned 29 today. I turned 29 in January.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's my dad's doing.
Yeah, that's wild.
I got another sister that's literally a couple, like a year just apart from us. Yeah.
Damn, bro. That's crazy. Yo, he was putting it down.
That nigga didn't give a fuck. Not give a fuck.
Wow, yo. And that's a generational gap, to be perfectly honest, because there's men out there there's still men out there that do that kind of stuff. But I think it was more prominent back in the day, the generation, at least before me, because you're the generation after me. Generation before me, you know, different women, seven kids, seven different women and stuff like that. That was pretty commonplace, you know.
They're doing it now.
Yeah, true. But they get called out on their shit a little bit more.
Which is funny. I mean? I don't understand that shit. I have no clue. I think
the biggest generational gap, obviously, is technology. You know, what we're doing now, what we're seeing with social media last week's episode. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Because, you know, you didn't have Instagram. You didn't have Facebook to put all your business out there like that. People didn't do that.
See, that's where I think the generational gap. That's what we always blame it on, right? We blame it on technology. I don't think that.
Okay.
I don't think the generational gap is about technology. And that's why everybody wants to jump.
No, that's just one generational gap is what I mean.
Yeah, but that's one. But everybody like always says that's the thing that keeps a lot of people. No, motherfucker, it's not. It's like real generational gap is the fact that we don't listen to our elders anymore. We don't listen to them. We do not. We used to if your uncle came in.
Yeah, we never. Yeah, I don't think kids don't respect their elders anymore.
They don't give a fuck no more. Nah. Like, they don't care. Like your uncle, that was an uncle in your life where that nigga was just fresh. And you was like, yo, I need to learn something. This nigga always got a fresh ass car. You always got a badass woman around him. What the fuck does this nigga do?
That man, right? Exactly.
I'm gonna be like, yo, bro, I got to get around that nigga. It's a bad nigga.
Yeah,
there is none of that no more. There is none of that no more. Your uncle's your age. That's some weird shit.
Not right. You and your uncle 2 years apart. Y'all more cousins than anything. You know what I mean? But yet you call him unk.
Your uncle and you go to the same school in the same grade. That shit is weird.
That's weird. And it happens, yo.
That shit is weird, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to all the Puerto Ricans out there that got uncles and cousins that are the same age.
No, I literally saw this on Instagram yesterday. There's an NBA player that got drafted this year. Mm-hmm. His uncle is still in high school.
Damn. That's wild, yo. And also, that, you know, remember grandmas. Grandmothers used to be, you know, they used to be old, 60, 70, 50. You know, we thought 50 was, well, back then 50 was old, really.
Was old.
Compared to now. Yeah, 50 now is like nothing compared to what it was back in the day. You know what I mean? It's like
we've talked about this getting before. Younger.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about this before, but it's, yeah, I just think the generational gap is a different type of, it's a lot of shit. Yeah, technology is one of the pieces, but it's not the main piece. I think people are always getting they bullshit off, right? Like, everybody's always finding out stories about people. People just have better discretion about how to fucking move.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, exactly. But I think if people had Facebook or Twitter or any of that stuff back then, I truly do believe that they'd be doing the same thing.
No, and that's why I say it's more. This is why I said because of the elders, because your mama told you was in this house, stay in this fucking house. You ain't putting that shit out nowhere else. That shit ain't in this era. That is not in this era. They don't have that. They don't have that. Was in this house, stays in this house. My mentality.
That's a good point. Yeah, because you got uncles and aunts and cousins that are only a few years apart doing TikTok dances together on the shit and shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's yeah, I get it. That's true. I guess you're right about that. But you know, I think overall, I think people are like we said, like I said, 50 years old was old. I think people nowadays, the mentality is different. People are younger mentally now than back then. Shit was hard back then. Think about it. The 70s, the 80s. Shit was harder, a lot harder back then than it is now. You know what I mean? And the news wasn't worried about clicks. You know, the news, they just did the news. You know, shit like that. I mean, governments have always been corrupt. Let's keep that shit real. So that's nothing new. And you know, you got to understand too, like the way things are now, even back then, not everything was available as it is today. You know, most everything now is like made in China or gotten from China. So we got everything everywhere, you know, and we can get it anytime with Amazon. Order the shit, you get it in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? When before you had to go out there and find it. Remember, look at music. Let's talk about the generation. I can't even say it. Generational gaps in music. You know, like you hear, you know, I can right now, I have the Hot 97 app from New York. I can turn it on, listen to the radio station that's up in New York. You know what I mean? Or in Houston. You couldn't do that before. So it's like music would trickle down to other states slowly. And in you know, like places where, you know, proud, like we got this song first, we played it first. Oh, it's old now, that shit old already. I know people would talk shit about it back in the day, or mixtapes and stuff like that. You know, mixtapes, if you had a mixtape store or something like that, you literally had to travel to New York, you had to travel to Miami, you had to travel to LA to get all these fucking mixtapes, or get them sent to you, obviously, in order to, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't always like that. Now it's so saturated with music, it's like hard to find anything good anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, bro. Oh my God. Music sucks.
Yeah. That's another generational cap.
Bruh. Holy shit.
Music it's still sucks. Out there. You just have to look for it. You have to search.
Yes, of course. But still, it sucks.
For the most part.
Yeah, I mean, musically, music is even suck. Like, now you care more so about the production than you actually do about the fucking music.
Very true.
It sucks. It's bad, man. It's hard to find an artist that you actually can relate to nowadays. It really is. It's like, you can't even relate to none of these motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. I'm driving in the car today. I'm listening to fucking old school music. I'm treating it like it's a jam session. I ain't got no new shit that I even like entertain like that. I don't even like this new shit like that. Yeah. I listen to it going around like my brother or some shit, but even that is kind of like repulsive. It's the same shit. It's like just a different, just a different dude rapping over the different beat. Well, same beat.
Well, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know a lot of these artists. I don't know a lot of them anymore.
And that's the thing, like, we've gotten so to the point where we don't even listen to the music anymore. We just listen to, like, perfect example, like, with the Rolling Stones shit. They just did, like, the 200 greatest rap albums of all time. That certain albums on that list that shouldn't even be on that list.
Right on.
But we talk about modern day time, so you kind of have to put them where you put them. But it's like, dude, none of that shit actually, if you was to put that shit out in the 90s, that shit wouldn't even be registered.
Yeah, that's a good point. That should be fucking, you play that shit in the club, DJ get kicked out. You know, especially during the time, like a few years back where everybody was doing pill music or, you know, does that make sense? Pill music?
They still doing it.
It was called. They still are. Yeah, they still are. But like a few years ago, everybody and their mother was doing it. And it's just, oh my God, what is this damn shit? This shit is stupid, man. You can see my little pink fan over here. Let me move that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think everything in the generation, I think every generation has this moment where they kind of all trying to figure out who the fuck they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what we're living in right now. I think eventually it's going to get back to the middle. But every generation has this moment where it's a little bit too damn much, or it's a little, or it's not enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck is going really on with everybody? Is everybody just stupid, or they just, like, everybody stupid? You just don't know no fucking better.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we are getting dumber. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, hell yeah. We're getting so dumb.
I mean, kind of to turn it back to music a little bit, music was about stories back in the day. People had stories in their songs. Now, I don't know what the fuck these motherfuckers talk about half the time. You know what I mean? So it's like fucking, you saw that, right? You saw that.
It's a big ass bug, man.
Yeah, it was a moth. Yeah, oh, but shit. You know, but it's the way it is, man. Like, you know, look, I'm gonna catch shit for this, and I've been catching shit with it since I've been saying it. But like, I like dancehall more than I like reggaeton. You know, reggaeton to me, it's same old shit over and over again. It's like I'm tired of listening to the same beat. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, it gets so fucking corny and so whack. I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about, to be perfectly honest. So I can't really judge on the lyrics. But you know. But as far as the beat and everything like that, and, you know, I don't know, man. That's the beer. It just seems as if it's more about partying and dancing than listening to a story or something like that when it used to be that way, you know? So that's a sad thing. But, you know, you got J. Cole, you got Griselda Records, you got all these other artists out there that really still do it. So, you know, that shit is always appreciated. You know what I mean? But that's few and far in between. That really is, yo.
Bruh. Yeah. And you say J. Cole and you say Griselda. There's certain rappers, like, that is young that I do listen to, and they do have good stories, and they can rap. Like Cardi and J.I.D.
Yeah.
You know, those guys got the lyrics down. They can really rap. But even in a sense, damn, you're getting killed, my guy. God.
I know. I forgot to turn my mic off. Sorry.
You're getting killed, pulverized. But even in a sense of like movies, comedy, like in a sense, like, yo, comedy used to be, yeah, comedy always has some pushback, but this fucking era we live in, Lord Jesus.
Dude, oh my God, yes, yo.
Can you shut the fuck up with this woke ass idealist dumb shit?
Oh my God, it's so stupid. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's so fucking dumb. Like, dude, I don't give a fuck how you feel. Shut the fuck up and laugh. Right. That's probably why they're telling the jokes, because you so fucking stuffed up. Like, you need to fucking laugh. Laugh, motherfucker. That's what we're trying to get you to do.
Yeah, exactly. Stop trying to be a social justice warrior, man. That shit's corny. I'm glad you brought that up, though. Andrew Schultz. He literally just came out and said he spent his life savings, all the money he had, to purchase his special back. Now, he said it was a streaming service. I don't know what streaming service it was. And I don't think it was Netflix, because Netflix don't really do that.
Yeah, Netflix don't do that. I think it's HBO. I'm assuming HBO, because they just did the same shit. Because they did the same shit to Alex.
That would make total fucking sense.
They did the same shit, which would make no fucking sense, because HBO, you kind of made your money off of comedians.
Yeah, like, but now Chris all Rock, of their, Dave Chappelle, look at all like, their shows, come on, though. Bro. But look at all their shows now. Every single one of their shows is woke. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, yeah, I get it. So it probably was. Yeah, because you're right. They did do it to Ali. That's why he put it free on YouTube. Yep. So if since he did that, you know, that's good. I'm hoping that works out for him and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I saw that shit, and actually one of the podcasts I did was actually about Ali Sadiq and Andrew Schultz and Dave Chappelle, because it's just like comedy is getting attacked, and it's like the dumbest shit ever. Like, dude, like, I'm tired of people trying to be so fucking butt hurt over bullshit. Like, dude, it's not that fucking serious.
You can change the channel, or you cannot go see them live. Simple as that.
It's the most simplest shit in the world. I don't understand. And who the fuck? And if it is, and if, whoever was the streaming service that told Andrew Schultz to cut them jokes out, or edit these jokes, and do some shit with them bitches, you're stupid, because you paid this man to do what he does, and then you saw what the final result was. And you felt like the people that fuck with your streaming service wouldn't like his comedy. Right. Well, how about this? How about they just don't click on the fucking page?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Did that ever come to your minds? Because, and I feel fucked up for Andrew, because, like, you got to pay, you had to buy your own creation back. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a contract deal, so I get it. But, and chances are whatever money they gave him to do the special, he probably invested it into his show. I mean, let's keep it real. The Flagrant 2 set looks dope. You know what I'm saying?
The fire that shit looks
dope, yo. So,
that's
your
fire.
That's probably exactly where it went to. You know what I'm saying?
Like, do we need like Mark and Alex on the fucking show now? Like, we don't need them technically on the show.
Nah, they could just literally can be behind the camera.
Like, they don't need to be on the show. Like, Akash, we don't really need Akash. Like, I understand. But, like, do we need Akash? Do we need him?
He's a pretentious fuck. I don't like that guy, man. I've said it so many times on this fucking podcast, bro. I just don't. He talks about how he's done it for 17 years, this and that. Well, when he was on Joe Rogan, I've been doing it for 17 years. But then he talks about how he's learning more about being on the road, because he's only done it from New York, and how he's getting better and this and that, which is great. But it's the first time you're doing 45 minutes by yourself since you've been out. You know, not, you've only been doing 15 minutes for 17 years, bruh. You got a lot to learn, yo. I'm sorry. You're not. And I don't think he's really that funny. I watched his special. I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah.
He looked like a 2 or 3 year comic to me, but that's just me.
Shows look like I haven't seen him. I haven't watched Brilliant Idiots in a minute, because Charlemagne's been so fucking woke. And I'm just like, I got time for that shit.
Oh, he turned woke too?
Yeah, he's so fucking woke now. I'm like, dude, I ain't got time for that shit. I need y'all to be back where y'all was.
He gets paid to be woke.
Yeah, he get paid, and that's it. I'm just like, I ain't got time for that shit. But shows seem like
I'll be a woke motherfucker. You offer me $1 million check. Be woke as fuck.
But like Schultz feels like he just always gonna be Schultz, and that's the thing. Like that's what I like. Like, the fact that he still is Schultz, that's the fucking thing. Like, and like, anybody that's getting paid, and that's another, the generational gap. That's the thing, right? Like, it's like when Chris was running, like when Chris Rock was killing shit. Think about all of the specials HBO paid that man to do. And now HBO is telling comedians who pretty much brought their ass out the fucking twilight.
Right.
That they can't do their specials. They can't have their specials offending anybody. What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for comedians, bitch, you probably would be HBO.
Right. I tell you, like, I know it's not on HBO, but Candyman. Man, I do like the movie. I enjoyed the movie. I think the movie was great.
The new one?
Yeah. I forget his first name. Kevin Peele or whatever.
Jordan Peele.
He's got a new one coming out. But yo, the thing about it is, it was just so fucking woke. There was so much woke shit in there. I felt uncomfortable. I ain't going front. I felt uncomfortable when the two gay dudes, they came close. They came close to fucking on there. They really did. And I was watching it with my kids. You know, granted, it's rated R, and I probably shouldn't have been watching it with them and shit like that. But I don't care.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I don't care if they see it or anything like that. It just. Well, I did care a little bit. I ain't going for it. But if they see a titty or they see a dude's ass or if they hear a bad word, that doesn't bother me at one bit.
Yeah.
We got two dudes grabbing each other's ass, talking about, you know, fucking and all this other stuff. Yeah, it kind of bothered me a little bit. But nonetheless, if you take like, oh, and then you got the cops that come down and kill, spoiler alert, this is in the beginning of the fucking movie if you haven't watched it. They come down and kill a guy. He was just trying to offer candy to the kid, but the cops came, all white cops came down, didn't ask him shit, and just shot him. It was like, does it happen? Yes, it does. It does fucking happen. There's no doubt about it that it happens. But you could have put a black cop in there too, or a Spanish cop in there, and the same thing would have could happen. You know, it's not necessarily about race all the time. It's about, you know, the cops are a fucking gang. You know what I mean? They a brotherhood. They take care of each other and shit like that. But yo, the woke shit bothers me, man. I don't like this shit. I don't like this shit one fucking bit. It's like, just because I have to pay attention to your feelings. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You understand? I ain't no fucking millennial, regardless of what people may say when I was born and shit like that. We've had this discussion before, and there's still no disrespect. And I'll say it again and again and again. I am no motherfucking millennial. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, these kids nowadays, bro, they don't know how to fucking, they don't know how to, first off, they don't understand what satire is. And second of all, they don't understand that no one else is responsible for your feelings except for you.
Yeah, I guess I'm a millennial. I guess I am.
What year were you born?
94.
You're right on the cusp. Mm-hmm. You're right on the cusp, yeah.
I'm like X, Generation X kind of millennial-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, yeah. I mean, listen. I personally, my thing is when woke went commercial, that's when I stopped giving a fuck about it. That's when giving a fuck about shit.
Yeah.
Once shit go commercial, I'm like, yeah, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of looking at you trying to like raise money for shit. Like, fuck you. Like, I'm like, I'm tired of this shit. Like, because you're trying to make money off of it now. It's not even a real situation anymore.
Good
it's like,
point.
How much can we get money for this? It's like, come on, bro. Like, somebody's dead and you trying to raise money for some bullshit. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
It's that. And it's just like, and that's another thing with the generational gap. People used to march for a fucking reason. Nowadays, motherfuckers just march to fucking march.
Right.
We don't even know why you're marching anymore.
Half the time they don't just march. They fucking riot. People think that's a protest. It's not. It's a fucking riot. You know what I mean?
My thing is, I don't give a fuck about that bullshit. I just feel like at the end of the day, that's the thing about this generational gap. Nobody knows really what the fuck they are protesting anymore.
Yeah.
They don't know. They just fucking going along for the fucking ride.
The media causes that shit.
Back in the day, there used to be a real reason and a real cause. Right. Nowadays, you just find a fucking reason and you think it's a cause.
And you know the fuck. Right.
You want to march for bullshit? March, motherfucker. That ain't my feet hitting them fucking pavement. I don't give a fuck. I'm in the house. My feet under the covers going to sleep. I can give two fucks. But back in the day, that's the generational gap. Y'all want to praise some of these motherfuckers for moving and doing shit? Ask them truly, what the fuck are you really out there for?
Sure. Absolutely.
Because Martin Luther King knew what the fuck he was out there for. You know what I'm saying? Like
bitches. They, He was out there for that coochie. Shit. I heard them stories.
too, bro. Holy shit. Oh shit. Yes, the bitches, but still. I have a dream. Oh yeah. You had a dream, all right. Yeah.
I had a wet dream.
Oh, he had a dream, all right. But
oh, canceled. See? And see.
Oh my god, and that's just it. Oh my god, we're so canceled.
And that's just it. That kind of shit is the reason people get canceled, for one. And two, they don't understand, you know, people don't, they take it offensively, don't understand that it's just satire. It's just jokes. It's supposed to make you laugh. But no, you don't get that anymore. Everybody's so serious.
Oh, that shit was so funny. That shit was so fucking funny. You know, that shit was so funny. He was damn sharp there for the bitches. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know the stories, get to know them stories. Them shit's amazing.
He was fucking out there.
Don't they got like a sex tape on this nigga or some shit?
Man, I don't know if they do. That's what they They must have had a big ass camera in that room. That's a big ass camera back in those days.
Oh, that bitch in black and white like a motherfucker. This generation is so fucking lost. It's funny to me because nobody really knows what the fuck they mad about.
They're so righteous over nothing.
It's something, but
I can't even say nothing. It's not nothing.
It's nothing compared to what, like you said, the other generations had to go through.
Right.
It's nothing. This era we live in is so fucked up. It's not even funny anymore.
Right.
And yes, some of it's social media, true, but also just the fact that I think people just, they rather talk than actually do shit.
Sure.
Like, they have this fucking process in their heads where I'd rather be seen than heard.
I'd rather be seen, but I want you to hear that I'm saying the right things. I'm saying what you want me to say. I'm saying,
I don't even think that. I don't think half of these motherfuckers know what the right thing is. They don't know facts. What that shit is. And I think that's the thing. Like, I think motherfuckers really just want to be seen and not heard. Like, they think they're saying something of value, but what you're really saying is, I'm a dumb something bitch and I don't know no better. Like, it's just it's not helping nobody. It's really not helping anybody. And that's the problem. Like I said, like, an OG would tell you, the shit that you're doing will get you killed.
Yeah, facts.
Nobody's selling these dudes that shit.
Yeah.
And not a soul.
What about even snitching? Now, you know what I'm saying? Snitching is a thing nowadays.
Snitching been a thing, but the problem is nobody praised the snitch.
Yeah, now people praise the snitch.
people praise the fucking snitch.
Right.
Nobody praised the snitch. Like, nobody praised the snitch. Like, everybody was like, yo, when we catch him, we gonna fuck him up. When we catch him, we gonna... Now they got snitches out here that's literally telling you, I done snitched on niggas.
Yeah. If Tekashi 6ix9ine had done that in the 90s, he would have been dead. He wouldn't have made it to trial.
Tekashi 6ix9ine would have already been, like, they would never even get that motherfucker the chance to even get to that point.
Right. Exactly.
Like, people would have been caught. That's another thing. Like, the dudes that was around him, they never had no real OGs. A real OG would tell you, that's a fucking rat. Let that dude go. Yeah. He gonna get y'all fucking caught up out here.
Yeah. True.
A real OG would have told you that shit. But y'all young in mindset. And y'all think y'all know every fucking thing.
OGs nowadays are like 24, dude. It's way different. They're dying younger. There's no
doubt. They're dying young, yeah. They're dying younger than in prison. And it's just like, this shit don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. This shit just don't make no sense. Like, yeah, this era is fucking lost, and I don't think that... Is there anything we can do to turn it around? Like I said, it got to come back to the middle. Eventually, it's going to come back to the middle.
I think Gen Z, or is it... Gen Z now are starting to turn it around. I think they're very stoic.
Really?
Yeah.
Then they're turning around? I don't see that. I see more criticism than I see actually you trying to actually give the person a chance to grow.
Well, we're, you know, there's the millennial generation. And then after that, I thought was Gen Z. Anybody that was born after, like, you know, 2002, 2001 or some shit like that.
Something like that.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, I can only use my own son as an example. You know what I'm saying? He's smart. He understands. He sees all this stuff, and he doesn't like any of it. You know
what I mean? The thing. He had you.
Well, yeah.
So,
well, you know.
You told him.
Yeah, no. Well, nah, let me stop.
But he had you. He had somebody to tell him, you can do that shit, but you better know the results that's going to come with it.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he had you. He had you. A lot of motherfuckers don't got that.
Yeah, facts.
So in other words, they got to touch the stove to see if it's hot. And once they get burned, then they understand that shit was hot.
When we were young, they let us touch that fucking stove. Mm-hmm. There's no fucking doubt about it. They let us touch that fucking stove.
Let us burn the fuck out ourselves.
You're damn right they did. You're damn right they did. But yo, not no more. Now it's everybody's coddled. Everybody gets a participation trophy. You know what I'm saying? So it's way different now than it was back then. You know?
Yeah.
You didn't get a trophy for second place. You know? Or when I was growing up, you know what?
You got a trophy for second place? The fuck?
Yo, when I was growing up, I was taught that second place is just the first place loser. You know what I'm saying?
You strive
for excellence, and you strive to be the best. You don't have you know that anymore.
What's crazy was this. I used to get awards in school for math because I used to be a fucking math whiz.
Oh, boy.
So I used to get awards at school. Yeah. I used to be on, like, the AB honor roll for, like, math and shit.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, every time I do it, I easily could get it.
Sure.
And that's the thing. Like, that taught me then. Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. I really could care. People still don't know who the fuck I am. I don't give a fuck. Leave me the fuck alone. That's even better. I remember one time we had a big ass assembly and they called my name. I'm like, what the fuck they call my name for? I'm looking around like, what the fuck they call my name for?
Right.
Because I was getting the fucking award. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I get it. You know, and that's good. It's always good to be recognized, you know, but let's not sit here and pretend that you get participation trophies, you know, or a participation trophy at a job that's mediocre and you barely do a good job at it. If you're a shitty employee and the boss wants to get rid of you, he can get rid of you. You know, he should be able to get rid of you and get somebody in there that's better. You know what I mean?
He should get rid of
you. It's not like, yeah, I know, man. But, yo, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
This is what needs to happen and what I think will happen. I think something dramatic has to happen to bring it back to the center.
Good point.
Because what makes you actually stop giving a fuck about other shit is when something happens
that
we can't control.
Right. Like, I don't want to wish any bad will on anybody or anything, but like when 9/11 happened, everybody felt closer together. Everybody felt like we, you know, your neighbors, your neighborhood, your state, your country, everybody felt proud. And somewhere along the way, it just became where we were fighting each other. We got divided some kind of way, whether it be social media, TikTok, the internet, who knows? You know, it's just weird that way.
It was dudes marching for them bitches. That's what happened. Dudes marching for them bitches.
Yeah, facts. It's just crazy, man. So anyway. Hope you guys enjoyed this part of the conversation. We would love to hear your feedback.
We are so clipping that Martin Luther King one. All right. We want to get people. We are getting people mad at us today.
Not us. Me. Oh, they're going to get mad at me, yo.
And they're going to be mad at me. Why didn't you check them? True. Because the shit was true. It's not like the and if you know history, the man literally was cheating on his wife. Like, you don't know that? Like, who the fuck doesn't know that? They literally, this is how fucked up people are. They don't have this idea. The FBI went to Martin Luther King's wife, Coretta, and told her, you know this nigga cheating on you, right? And we could just expose this shit and make it seem and show everybody that this marriage ain't really what it is. And then she was like, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
That more so is a rot or die than anything, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the fuck right. I got from that shit.
That's another thing. That's another generational gap. Ain't no, but we ain't got no rot or dies no more.
Not a rot. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, not as
I
much.
I can't say that. Not as I can't much. Say that. I not can't say much. That because I can't say that because if you look at my Instagram and all the bullshit stories they put out there, these dumbass girls nowadays, these bitches don't know shit. Your grandma was like stuck to a nigga, but she at least had kids with the nigga. She had a reason to be stuck with the nigga.
No doubt.
You can have a chance to walk the fuck away. You can get your own money. Mm-hmm. It's very easier to get your own money this era than it was back then.
Yeah. Facts. All right. Let me finish what I was saying. If y'all enjoyed this part of the conversation and y'all want to be part of the discussion, hit us up at darktherapysession@gmail.com. If you think MFK was fucking bitches, let me know. If you hate the fact that I said that or you're offended by that, email us as well. We'll be happy to read your email and laugh at you.
I heard the podcast where you guys were talking about Martin Luther King fucking bitches. Then I went and listened to your other podcast. You motherfuckers don't know what a subject and a predicate is. Yeah. I'm not giving a hell.
Damn right. I can't believe you just called me a predicate. Fucking
I'm sorry, dog. I didn't mean to call you a predicate. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. That's a bad word on this goddamn show.
Yeah, that sure is, yo. That's a racial slur. All right. We'll be right back. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being part of the podcast and listening. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, difficulty with a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem? Trust me, if anybody knows my story, y'all definitely know that I've been dealing with the same exact thing. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Dark Therapy Session listeners get 10% off of your first month of therapy. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Today's special offer to Dark Therapy listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks for BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. All right. Before we go into the next parts, let's give you plugs, Mr. Brandon. Where can people find you and all that good shit?
Well, it's very simple. Brandon Janusho on social media, all social medias, Instagram, Facebook. Yes, I have a Facebook page, just like I got a TikTok, which is way more weirder than you think. Which is way more weirder than you think. YouTube as well, Brandon Janusho. Just go to Instagram and fucking YouTube, and that's where you can pretty much find me. I did 200 episodes. One of the episodes got fucked up, so I'm going to actually have to do that over. But it will be out sometime this week. Did 3 episodes. It was fucking crazy that night that I did it, and I was shocked that I did it. So 200 episodes are officially done in the books. And so hopefully you guys listen to those when it comes out. Shout out to Urban Boulevard, of course, like always. .ul.us is the website you go find. If you find some apparel, you buy it. Brandon.30 is the code. and 30% off your purchase. And shout out to my brother Juan. We're doing our NFL divisions these next couple of weeks, these next couple of days. So tune in on Instagram Live for that under All Sports Talk podcast. And so get ready for that. And yeah, Dark Therapy Sessions, Gmail us. You know, send us like RC says, send us, you know, what y'all felt about that topic that we just hit. Any topic, I'm just going to go off of that. Any topic. And of course, like always, comment on our YouTube channel and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Dark Therapy Sessions. And yeah. And shout out to Channel 82, exclusives only. So shout out to y'all and shout out to BetterHelp for being a sponsor. Appreciate y'all.
Awesome. Glad you said that. Yes, sir. Shout out to BetterHelp and Channel 82. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. Get exclusive episodes at channel82network.com. I think you will really enjoy those. Those we kind of let loose a little bit. Well, not really. I guess we kind of do a little bit more of the same, but we really do enjoy being a part of that. And we hope you go watch on their network. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's still going off. It's still going.
Yeah, this shit is funny. Oh my god. Oh wow, they're getting killed.
It's still fucking.
Yo, because of this generational gap episode, they're gonna be so mad at us that y'all killing bucks.
Oh my goodness, you ain't freaking lying. PETA's gonna be on our ass. That's gonna be the hashtag on the episode, PETA. No, but follow me on Instagram, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR. I really don't have much going on at the moment. But if you could subscribe to the YouTube channel, I also have another podcast. It's called the Skank Bank Podcast. It's a fan cast based on the Legion of Skanks. Go check me and Kyle out there as well. That's the Skank Bank on YouTube, or you can follow it also on any major platform. We will really appreciate that as well. We're doing the best that we can. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with Dark Therapy, you know, listen, we, you know, here on Dark Therapy, we feel like we, you know, people will really enjoy this. This shit is still going.
I get killed. Yo, this shit is getting mad.
Yo, it's holy like a person shit walked into that fucking thing. But yeah, if y'all could just go follow all that good stuff, man, I really would appreciate that. There we go. All right. He's done for. He's done for. He just didn't want to give up. He was like, oh no, I'm not dying here. Anyway, that's motherfucker. That's Jamie Foxx over there. And I'm gonna call that bitch Jamie Foxx from fucking Spider-Man. Mr. Electro. Anyway, some shit like that. Electro.
Yeah, that's right. It was Electro.
All right. For those of you that are still here, thank you for still being here and watching us. Because I know a lot of y'all probably bounced, especially after that MLK. we have a few things for y'all today. We have a video. Hopefully y'all find it funny. I picked it myself. And we have FMKs with Alicia Silverstone, Drew Barrymore, and Topanga, just like we said we would do last week. And we also and Brandon has a Would You Rather for us. So we'll be doing that as well. So we're going to start off with the video. The video I got off of chaotic.com. That's where I get all my crazy fucked up videos at anyway. So if y'all want to look for the video that we're watching, please check it out there. All right. All right, brother. This shit's wild, man. All right, I'm gonna make us a little smaller here. All right, sorry. My producing is a little lacking. So this is all right. If you can see, the dude's laid out in the middle of the street, and I guess he's being unresponsive, and the way they try to bring him back is, to me in my mind, hilarious. Oh wait. Hold on, let me start that over. I apologize. My dumbass, it's been so long since I played a video that I forgot to share the sound. So here.
Check his pulse. On his neck or on his.
He got a pulse.
He got a pulse.
Yeah. Omar.
Yo, no, fuck. What the fuck is going on? Yo, I mean, fuck.
All right. So oh, you no see, my man is making sure his boy is alive, and he is checking his post in a very odd way. I've never seen anybody check anyone's post that way before. Have you, Brandon?
No.
Yeah. All right. So,
no.
So he does have his hand on his neck. This is for the audio listeners. But he also has his other hand on his dick and balls, and he's squeezing and grabbing at the same time as he's checking his post. Now I know, like, when dogs fight, if you like stick your finger in their butt or if you grab their balls, they generally stop. But I've never heard of people doing it to a person.
Oh wow, he didn't want to do that.
I think so too.
He didn't want to do that.
He got a pulse.
Yeah. Stop grabbing his dick.
He said, "I got his ball." What the fuck? He literally says, "I got his ball." What the fuck?
Yo, he grabbing the fuck out of his dick.
And, yo, this is definitely not CPR. What the fuck is going on?
That's what I'm saying.
This is so not CPR. The fuck is going on?
Yeah, he got
a
pulse.
Yeah, he's got a pulse. Oh. Yo. Yeah.
They clearly did not teach that in CPR class. I'm pretty fucking sure they did not teach that shit in CPR class.
You see what I tell you about these fucking millennials, man? These fucking this generation gap. Yeah, nah, I'm fucking around. I'm playing.
I can't even say that's fucking millennials. That's some new shit. That is some new shit. He didn't even give a fuck. Nigga, it's better ways to check the pulse, nigga. It's like your arm. Like, you can check other shit, nigga. Like, I don't know.
Maybe he thought it was going to be shocking and it would wake him up or something. I have no fucking clue, but I have never seen anybody do that before.
I get it if you don't want to give him mouth to mouth. I get it.
He did that too. While he was rubbing his dick.
That's that new shit.
Oh shit. Oh man, that's wild as shit. Yeah, anyway. Chaotic.com. Yo, we appreciate what y'all do, man. Y'all put up some real shit up there, man. And it's if you have some real shit. Yeah.
Some real shit.
If you have the balls or if you watch crazy shit. Oh shit, no pun intended. I didn't even realize it. Go check out chaotic.com. They got some wild shit over there. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Shout out to them for providing all the content for the fucking show.
I wonder if dude came back to life. It was like, yo, so real shit. Who's driving my dick and balls? Like real nigga shit.
Yo, I'd be mad, yo. Now, I was trying to save your life.
Yo, I'd be like, who bright idea was that? Who the fuck bright idea was to grab my dick and balls?
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
You can tell he didn't even feel the fucking thing. I wonder what happened to that guy. I wonder if he'll probably be doing gay porn after all this. He probably was dreaming about it while he was knocked out. I'm gay.
As a life changing realization to just get up and be like, yo, like real shit.
He was, and then all his boys be like, "Nah, you know, yo, you sure, bro? Yeah, man, I'm sure, man. I had a dream about that shit. I think I'm gay." He was like, "Yo, watch this. This is probably why you think you're gay." And there you go. Anyway.
Wow. Man, this new generation is wild, bro.
Wild as fuck. Wild as fuck.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Wow. We're going to cancel that.
We're done, bro. We're going to lose our sponsorship.
We're out of here with that one. We are so out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, we out. So what's your would you rather?
You want to do FMK? Or do you want FMK last?
Let's save it for last.
All right, shit. All right. Would you rather? Ah, shit. Here we go. Would you rather be Austin Powers or James Bond?
Damn. Good question, I guess. I never really thought about that.
I know. Let's it's two see. Different fucking... That's two different people.
Yeah,
on
but
the
they're
spectrum.
Both... All right. Well, no. Well, it's not too different. They're both spies. They're both agents. They both get the job done. Yep.
Both ladies men.
Both are ladies men. Austin Powers is not as destructive though as 007. Mm-hmm. I think he don't fucking blow up a whole fucking train full of people, you know, well, maybe not. Or he doesn't blow up a whole fucking town. You know what I mean? Like all this other kind of crazy shit with all this new Bond shit. Yeah. The old Bond would smack a bitch in a heartbeat, though. new Bond would probably kiss a dude. So is it new Bond or old Bond? You know? is it Gen X Bond or is it Millennial Bond? you got Austin Powers. You know what I mean? Damn, yo. I'm gonna have to go with Austin Powers, bro. I'm definitely gonna have to go with Austin Powers. I'll take the teeth. Fuck it. He still be fucking. You know what I mean? He's not as destructive and still gets the job done. You know what I mean? He may fuck up here and there, but he always gets it fixed. He always works it out. It's all good. And he don't have the same kind of technology as 007.
That's true. I gotta go Austin Powers too. He looks like he has he looks like he has way more fucking fun. Like who the fuck doesn't want to go up against Dr. Evil? Who the fuck wants to do that? Like, come on, it's Dr. Evil. Like, at least you know you're gonna laugh.
Fact.
Yes, come on, man. Mini me and shit. Come on.
Right.
Come on, man.
Get in my belly.
Yes, like you gotta go up against that shit. Come on, man. It's Austin Powers. And he gets the bitches still. He's looking at the bitches. Yes, what the fucked up teeth.
And that's the if I'm Austin Powers, that's probably the closest I'll ever get to Beyonce. So I would remember if you watch my FMK, you know what my K was. That was the closest I'm just playing.
Damn.
I know, I'm just kidding. But yeah, yo, I think it would be way more fun to be Austin Powers than 007. He takes himself way too serious.
And plus you could time travel and shit. Come on.
Good point.
You can travel back to when it was kind of like a fuck you mean era.
Yeah, man. Good point. And it was he was part of the 70s, that disco era and shit like that. You know what I mean?
They were fucking raw, no condoms.
Hell yeah. Well, that's how AIDS started, but
God damn. You didn't have to do it that dark. God damn. That was so dark. That was God damn it. God damn it, honestly. That was dark.
It's dark therapy. I totally blame them people from the 70s for that shit. But anyway.
Man.
Okay, yo.
I blame the tight ass pants they were wearing.
Good point. Hell yeah. And bell bottoms and shit like that. Fucking right. Fucking right, bro. Fucking wild. All right. Send us your answers, drtherapysession@gmail.com. I'm gonna keep saying that. Keep saying it. Fuck it. All right, yo, let's do our FMKs, man. Oh, damn, I'm messing all up. See, my production skills is lacking. It's been hard. And I played it. Fucking dummy, yo. Stupid. All right. So today's FMKs, and I still got to make this bigger. Yeah, I'm thinking we should probably switch to StreamYard or some shit because it will be a lot easier to do all this. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Even, maybe next year because I've already paid for the subscription. Because I've already paid for the subscription for this shit. You know what I mean? But anyway, tonight's FMKs are Drew Barrymore, Alicia Silverstone, and Danielle Fishel, a.k.a. Topanga from Boy Meets World. Hell yeah. Mr. Brandon. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Marrying Drew Barrymore. That's like obvious. Mm-hmm. It's Drew Barrymore. Do I have to say anymore? It's Drew fucking Barrymore. Do I have to say any damn thing more? Now it gets interesting because this is going to be real tough. Okay. Yes, do the pictures. Yes, you got to do the pictures. You got to do the pictures. Yes, do the pictures. Especially 90s Drew Barrymore. Oh, my God. Come on. Like I'm talking like 90s, early 2000s, you know, fucking Charlie's Angels. Oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah. I agree. Everything she did with Adam Sandler and shit like that. She looked good as shit in 51st Dates.
Okay, fuck. Okay, who am I gonna fuck? Okay.
Alicia Silverstone or Danielle Fishel?
I'm going to Topanga. I gotta fuck Topanga. Ooh. Definitely. I gotta fuck Topanga, man. That's Topanga, man. Come on. It's Topanga.
I got you. I got you.
I gotta come on one time. Come on. Not saying Silverstone can't get it. It's just like, that's fucking God. That's fucking Topanga, man. Come on.
That's Topanga, bro.
Damn, man. It's Topanga, man. I can't. I gotta do it. I fuck with Clueless, though, but it's just like, that's fucking Topanga, man. I gotta do it.
Yeah.
I gotta do it.
I hear you. All right. All right. There's no question.
I already know you're marrying Drew Barrymore. I ain't even got to even ask that question.
No question. I'm marrying Drew Barrymore. There's no question. There's no question. Facts. Especially, you know, we're about the same age. She might be a little older than me. Maybe a lot older. I don't remember. But, you know, watching her in Cat Eyes and watching her in, what was that? So many 90s movies. And then, I really did like her a lot more in the 2000s when she did a lot more of the different roles, more roles that seemed to fit her better. And I love the show Santa Clarita Diet. I wish Netflix would bring that back because that was a dope ass show. I love that shit a lot. Drew Barrymore, she is the one to go to, man. I really truly believe. See, look, that's her back in the day. And look, you can't really tell. She still looks just almost as well, she looks just as good as she did back then. Obviously, she's aged a little bit, but she still looks good as hell. You know what I'm saying? And she's cool as fuck, too. You know, I've seen so many interviews with her and stuff like that. We lost you. You still there? Oh, yeah, he's still there. There he is. All right. So, your microphone is off. So,
My old fucking thing just went out. They fucking power surge.
Oh, right on. Well, you're still here. You're good to go. All right. So, I would have agreed with you on fucking Topanga. One thing turned me off. Looking at these pictures.
I said 90s pictures. We had to do
90s
pictures.
Nah, bro. I straight up would have killed Alicia Silverstone. And it was going to be for one reason and one reason only. It was because her mouth. Her mouth fucks with me. I don't like her mouth. You know what I'm saying? She got a weird fucking mouth. I tell you, but the real reason why I'm going to kill Topanga is these fucking eyes, bro. That bitch got crazy eyes. She looks like she will murder you in your sleep. Straight up. Look at this bitch. She looked like she will fucking kill you, yo. Now, if it was back in the day and it was Boy Meets World, because we were about the same age, see, they're not too bad, but she's younger. But now she's gotten older. This bitch got crazy eyes, man. I think she'll kill you in your sleep if you cheat on her. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have to fuck Alicia Silverstone and kill Danielle Fishel. I would rather deal with her mouth than those eyes looking at me all day long. Ugh, look at that shit. Ugh, she all up in your shit like this. The whole day. Hey, what you doing today? Are you heading out? Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Where you going? Uh-huh. Well, okay. You want to hit it? You want to hit it? You want to hit it? You want to hit it?
That's not a bad thing.
Hey, you want to hit it? You want to hit it? Hey. Like I said, that's an older one, too. That is an older one.
Holy shit.
She's younger there. She's younger there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she looks, look, well, maybe it could be the flash. Maybe. I don't know. She just looks nuts to me. She looks like a crazy person. You know what I mean? But look, that's old school. That's back in the day. And she looked good there. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Sorry. I'm gonna have to fucking kill you, Topanga. I'm sorry. Everybody's gonna hate me for that. How could you kill Topanga? She was our girl. She was our girl for Boy Meets World. How can you kill her? That bitch got crazy eyes.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm just let you have it. And let you have that moment. I'm not even going to do this with you.
Yeah.
It would have made it better if we did Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Good question. I forgot. Oh, Ashley Thiessen or whatever her name was.
Yeah, Tiffany Thiessen, some shit like that.
Nah, probably not. I probably would have killed her too.
Really?
Yeah. I probably would have killed her too. As much as I talk shit about Alicia Silverstone's mouth, I don't know. I never liked Kelly. I was never one to like Kelly, like in Saved by the Bell. My girl was the tall chick, the one that was in motherfucking Showgirls. Yeah. That was my girl. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can fuck with a Jesse.
Jesse. Yeah. Yes.
Fuck with a Jesse. She was fine as shit. She was fine as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was never Kelly. Kelly never did it for me.
Yo, I was like them tall ass girls, the fucking
fucking right. I need to climb that tree, baby. Let me climb that tree.
Give me something to live for. Shit, let's do this.
Yo, I'm telling you. You know, I'm Puerto Rican. We used to climb trees back in the day, get them coconuts and shit.
This episode's been wild.
That's what happens when I'm not in the mood. Wild. I'm telling you, when I'm feeling down in the dumps, I don't give a fuck. I say whatever the fuck I want to feel, whatever I'm feeling right now. I've been kind of fucked up lately, yo. It's just been stressful as fuck. That's all. So it's just like, this is a release. So I'm glad to fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, at least you come do it with me, man. Fuck it.
Fucking right. Oh, you know, I didn't mention it during the plugs, but they've been trying to get back and do Measure of Men. I think we're going to do a test episode this Thursday and see what happens, man. It won't be on Instagram. It'll be recorded. So we'll see what happens, bro. We'll see what happens. But anyway, let's round up the episode, brother, if you don't mind summarizing. And putting some verbs, nouns, and some predicates up in there, and we'll call it.
How dare you call me a goddamn predicate?
Oh shit! Sorry, that's right. I forgot it was a slur.
So fucked up. What the fuck? How dare you? How dare you call me a goddamn predicate on this show? Yeah, and we about to end this show and you just gonna call me a predicate.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to throw it out there like that. I apologize. Damn, I apologize, brother.
I'm like, what the fuck did I do to get called a predicate? Damn. Thought we was cool. Thought we was cool. Shit.
Always cool. Always cool.
All right. So today's episode was about generational gaps. I know we fuck around and we talk a lot of shit, but this generation is weird as fuck. Let me tell y'all how weird this generation is. This shit is weird. And the reason why I feel is because y'all give too much of a fuck about what people think of y'all. Yes. That's really what the fuck it is. So y'all true. Care too. Y'all give too much of a fuck about what people think of y'all. This shit is fucking. No, I'm saying this shit is ridiculous. I'm about to say the other word, the other R word, but I know we got sponsors and shit. We can't say that word.
Retarded?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Yes, it is very retarded.
I had to catch myself. I was like, "Ooh, I want to say that shit."
That's another thing. People don't. Retarded is actual term. It's a scientific term, yo.
I had to catch myself. I was like, "Ooh, you sons of bitches." But yes. But listen, you guys care too much of a fuck about what people think of y'all. And y'all try to act like y'all don't, but y'all fucking do. Because that's why y'all post social media every day. That's why y'all check y'all likes every fucking day. That's why y'all check y'all DMs. That's why y'all want people to look at all the shit y'all doing. Because you want to feel important. And here's the thing. Back in the day, your grandma, grandpa didn't give a fuck if people looked at them and thought they was important. They were fucking somebody's friend. They did not care. They did not care. They had a side bitch that lived literally across the street from you that were best friends with your grandma and your mom and your and her best friend are actually sisters. And y'all didn't even know the shit.
That's how old generations used to move.
Nobody used to do it with discretion. They used to say that shit. They used to do that shit. And you and your mom play with her best friend and they sisters, and they find out on their daddy's deathbed that they were sisters. That's how fucked up that game was. You motherfuckers can't even handle a motherfucker just telling you they don't like your color today. You'll buzz out in tears. Fuck you. What the fuck type of era we live in? They can't handle that shit. They can't handle that shit. They can't handle that pressure. I swear to God, they can't handle that pressure. And they grandma knew that shit. Yeah. They look just like you, but you was like, and they used to ask, are y'all sisters? Nah, that's just my best friend. That's your fucking sister. You knew it.
They do a 23andMe and shit and find out, oh shit, we have sisters.
His generation is weak. Fucking weak. Oh my God, you weak-minded bastards. But yeah, you give much of a fuck about attention. You actually do about the motherfucking things you're doing to get the attention. It's crazy. I don't understand this shit. It used to be hard work and dedication. Now it's just posts and likes. The fuck is going on?
Right.
That's the generational gap. Motherfuckers used to work for shit. Now you motherfuckers think you're just supposed to have the shit. That's the difference.
That's the biggest difference. Yep.
That's the biggest fucking difference. Also, listen, if I'm about to die, just don't grab my whole dick and balls. Like, if you got, like, another way of, like, maybe reviving me, think about it first, maybe. And if that's, like, the last result, then do what you gotta do to revive me. I appreciate it. But, like, nigga, come up with another method to the shit. Think about something else. You can grab my arm. Like, there's a pulse on my arm, my nigga. It's my neck, my arm. Don't go for my balls and dick. Like, I'm just saying.
Or the asshole.
I'm not a dog.
I had to bring that up. You suspect. Nah, let me stop.
I'm not a dog. Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit. Would you rather? Who the fuck doesn't want to be Austin Powers?
Right.
Who the fuck is going to be Austin Powers? Come on. Like, I know he had fucked up teeth.
He parties, he fucks, and he saves the world.
Dog, he had these big ass Coke bottle glasses and bitches fucked him. Like, what type of man doesn't want to be Austin Powers?
Right.
It's fucking taco meat on his chest and shit. Who the fuck doesn't want to be Austin fucking Powers?
Slow down, bro. Slow down with the taco meat references. All right. Now, I'm not talking about the Mexican rat taco thing. I'm talking about, you know, I got, you see my arms. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I got some too. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
What woman doesn't like that? Come on.
Come on. Come on. Fuck. FMKs. Oh, man. Drew Barrymore.
Thank you. Congratulations, Drew Barrymore. Oof. Hell yes.
Drew Barrymore. Oh my God. I saw you in Wayne World 2, I think. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Was she in
that? I know. Fine. She was. I was like, oh. She was in Wayne World 2. Yeah. She was like the receptionist.
Wow. Oh, yo.
God damn. Yeah. Go back and watch. You'd be like, what the fuck? God damn.
I had a big ass crush on Tia Carrera back in the day, that Asian woman. I had a big ass crush on her. Hell yeah.
She still look good.
She still look good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, well, that might be another one we might do. Part two of 90s. Part two of 90s.
I like it.
I might do a part two of 90s. But yes, FMKs, you got all y'all fine. Y'all still, I mean, except RC with the crazy eyes, bitch. But other than that, I'll fuck the finger. I don't know why. I just put like a sheet over here. But I will fuck the finger. Like, don't fuck. I can't do the eyes now because RC didn't fuck it all up. I can't do that. But I'm
gonna be staring at you the whole time like that.
Maybe she fuck with her eyes closed. We don't know.
I don't think she can close them. That's how big them motherfuckers are. I don't think she can close them big ass shits. She probably see everything all day, 24 hours a day. She sleep. Imagine if she slept with her eyes open. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Nah, I'm good.
I would have to sleep in another room.
Yeah.
I can't do it. You turn it. Oh my God. What the fuck?
I had a cousin that used to sleep with it. I'm not going to say their sex, but I had a cousin that used to sleep with their eyes closed. It used to scare the shit out of me.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I always got to leave with something. Somewhat positive, I guess. If you want to say positive, I'm not trying to be positive, but I'm trying to be positive. We say a lot of crazy shit, so I got to leave with something positive so people won't get canceled all the time.
Well, I would hope that people just realize that it's satire. We're just having fun.
Like we said, we get the personal shit out the way first, and then we kind of get into the crazy shit. But, you know. But anyway, listen. Every generation will eventually come back to the center. That's kind of how this shit goes. I mean, you had the baby boom in the 60s. I mean, it's like 70s was all bell bottoms and fucking, you know, leather shirts and shit.
And cocaine. Yes.
80s was crack.
90s was weed and crack.
90s was Bill Clinton. You know, and you know about that already. Bill Clinton. But the 90s was very open and not as open as this era is. God damn.
Yeah, but
it was open. It was open. And early 2000s was just like straight, just, I don't even know what the fuck early 2000s was. Early 2000s was just whatever the fuck the 90s kind of was trying to be and wasn't, in a sense. So in 2010s and 20s are just, yeah, we're here. I don't know what the fuck these 10s and 20s are. I can't even explain it. But what I'm trying to say is this. At the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is this. Every generation goes through these phases where everybody thinks they're important and everybody thinks that they have something to say. What I want people to understand is that, yes, your voice does matter. The problem with this shit is that when you make your voice the only voice, that's when you become voiceless. And that's when people stop giving a fuck and stop tuning in. So I want more people to actually—
Y'all need to be listening to this, man.
I hope more people actually take what the fuck they want to see and actually apply this shit. Because as much as y'all scream that y'all don't have a voice in the room, it kind of sounds like you're lying and you just want people to feel sympathy for you. And that to me makes sympathy makes motherfuckers weak. And weak motherfuckers get distorted very fast because they are weak. You don't need no weak motherfucker playing on the team. Fuck you. The fuck you mean? Ride the bench, bitch. Go get, be a water boy. Go give me your towels and shut the fuck up. Because weak motherfuckers get killed off early. Very fast.
Yeah. Word is bond.
I want people to understand. You might think Tekashi's safe, but he ain't ran into the right motherfucker yet.
Word.
I see a lot of Tekashis. You know, I ain't run into the right motherfucker yet. So be very careful about what the fuck you say and what the fuck you do, because this generational gap is very real. But the problem with that is that you guys are creating that gap. That's the reason why it's always a generational gap, because the new era think that the old era can't teach them shit. And the old era is trying to tell these new motherfuckers, you think I can't, but watch what the fuck happened to you, because I already lived it.
That's right. And like they say, if you don't know what your history is, you're doomed to repeat it. And there, you know, I've heard it on Joe Rogan, but I know it's not Joe Rogan's quote, where hard times breed hard men. Hard men mm-hmm. breeds easy times. Easy times breed weak men. And that's where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So something bad, some hard times are coming. There's no doubt about it.
And we might not think of it because it's not financially hard, because we don't think of it financially hard. Who the fuck said hard times got to be financial?
Right. Exactly. Good point.
Everybody right. links shit to money. Who the fuck said it had to be money that made you feel like it was a hard time?
Yep.
This era is that. You're linked to the money, or you're linked to the attention. And the attention is going to get you killed. I hope you will be smarter and understand that not everybody needs to be loud in the room to make a noise.
And the loudest one in the room is generally the weakest.
It's literally the bitch. It's usually the bitch. It usually is the bitch. So yes. I hope y'all stop speaking and actually put action to the words, because you motherfuckers talk a little bit too damn much for my liking. it's the goddamn. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. That's my brother RC. I'm Brandon. This has been Dark Therapy Session. The session's now closed.
Peace.
Nothing is all right.